It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you by Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey. And as I was checking out their Facebook page yesterday, I discovered one of their new flavors, because they're always experimenting. They're doing new flavors along with the other ones that you always count on. Mm-hmm. But they have this new, and I don't know how long it's going to be, blueberry swirl.
I saw that.
Did
boy.
You see that?
Oh my gosh, and it's blueberry time of year, so.
Oh man. And I know the chocolata, that's not a constant, but I know they make it a lot. And then Pug Passion, one of my favorites.
You cannot beat Pug Passion. Just, I love it. Yeah.
It's got a little bit of everything in it. All the favorites, the chocolate, the cherries, what is it, like an almond gelato base?
Oh, and their chocolate sauce. I keep harping on it, but it's the best anywhere. So.
You mentioned that. I didn't realize you could just go get their sauce or their fudge.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. So.
All right. Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey. Steve McKay is here. Get ready to toot that flugelhorn.
Hey, Steve.
I am. And I think the last time I was at Pugnuts, I think I had not the blueberry swirl that you're talking about. I think it was just a plain old blueberry, and it was yummy.
Oh, of course. Hmm. That gelato, there's the way it's made, the creaminess of it. Oh, man, mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yummy.
And what a great weekend to enjoy some gelato, huh? We just keep basking in the sunshine. I love it.
Yeah, weather perfection starting today, guys. If you were not happy with the heat, you're just going to love the next few days here. Next week, really, there's still not much appreciable rain in the forecast.
That's
but we'll
amazing.
Talk more about that coming up.
All right, so you mentioned one of the clues was in order to be good in tennis, you need this. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. To be successful at tennis, you must impose this on your rival.
Okay.
A little more specific for you. But let me play it for you. See if something comes to mind.
All right. Ooh, you know, I've got something in mind, but man, it goes way back, but I got something, but I'm not overly confident. What about you, Sonia?
I don't have anything. I need more clues.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So let me play it for you again, then I'll throw some clues at you. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still thinking. I think it's too old, so I'd love to hear some more clues.
Yeah.
So, Paul, if I said 1969, is that about what you're thinking?
No. What I was thinking was even early, unless somebody redid it. So I need more. I need help.
Okay, so 1969, okay. What you would have for a close soulmate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you would have for a close soulmate, and then the other hint. And to be successful at tennis, you must impose this on your rival. Here we go.
I know I'm wrong, but it certainly sounds like this, and it matched one of your clues. I know this is wrong, but the only one that I keep thinking about, unless somebody redid it, I was hearing Eva Cassidy's "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing." Because you need a good swing for tennis, but it doesn't match the other clues, and that the original was in their mid-50s, so I know that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
No. So, Sonny?
You are correct.
Sonny, do you have anything?
Oh, am I on?
So. Nope.
I'm tapped out after today's, after you tweaked my brain today on
okay.
So, well, Friday.
I know Mike is standing by.
Mike's got
the answer all ready to roll. I'm stumped.
All right. Rock and roll's most successful and notorious plagiarists. Responsible.
What?
Yeah, I love them, but the song that we're talking about would not exist if not for Muddy Waters.
Oh.
They took his song, You Need Love, written by Willie Dixon, and they turned it into...
You need cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
Wow. Holy cow. Mike, you're such a wealth of information on music.
My
it's amazing.
Gosh.
Holy cow.
Whole Lot of Love. I didn't know that. Wow.
And they kind of plagiarized that from,
from Muddy Waters, yeah.
No kidding.
Now, that clue makes a lot of sense, right? The, you know, the tennis-related clue. You need a whole
to be
lot
successful
of love.
At tennis, you must impose
love.
A lot of love.
Love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had to walk me through it. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, good one.
I wonder if anybody got that. That's probably one of the most difficult ones I remember.
That's really good.
That's good.
I'm kind of reaching around and patting myself on the back.
You should.
For those,
you should.
Those of you that know tennis, you know love is means your opponent has zero or you
have
zero.
Yeah, that's a good one. I just kept thinking swing, racket, you know. Tennis ball.
And just out of curiosity, if you're interested, here's just a little taste of the Muddy Waters original.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got yawning, and I got funny.
I queued it up to the wrong place, but
it's all right. No, I get
so,
it.
Some of the lyrics were definitely lifted verbatim from
really?
That song. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess it happens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that, as always, it's so much fun. And a big thanks to Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey. Deliciousness. Yay. Bringing us Flugelhorn Friday. And thank you so much.